Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So I was just listening to a podcast episode where the hosts were pretty much disparaging any marketing tactic that they don't sell or that they don't teach. And look, this is a really, really common thing, and it's extremely dangerous, is that you have all these marketers who are basically saying, hey, this marketing tactic is all you really need. This is the only thing that you should be doing, and every other marketing tactic is dead, right? So they paint the tactic that they're teaching or that they're selling or that they teach their clients to execute as the shiny new object that is really all you need. It's the be-all and end-all of your marketing strategy, and it's here to replace everything that you're doing now. And it's a compelling idea because the reason it works, it's important to understand the reason why this works really well, is that when you present something as new, there's a new tactic, a new tool, a new platform that did not exist before or that you didn't know about before, then it absolves you, the buyer, of responsibility for your previous results. Because the way they market this to you is they tell you that, look, if you're not getting the results that you want from your business, it's actually not your fault. It's not you that's the problem. It's that you haven't tried this tactic yet. And once you try this tactic, everything's going to change for you. So now as a buyer, that's exactly what I want to hear, right? I don't want to blame myself for my lack of results, my lack of performance, my lack of output. Who the hell wants to blame themselves? I want to blame the fact that I didn't know about this tactic, or I didn't know about this tool, or I didn't know about this platform. That's much easier on myself than admitting that, you know what, I screwed up and I haven't delivered and I haven't performed. And marketers, of course, exploit this, and they present it to you in a way that it makes it easy for you to absolve yourself of responsibility and put your faith in a new tactic until that one fails, because you're going into it for all the wrong reasons. You're going into it because you think it's some shiny new object that's going to change everything for your business, and you're putting all of your hopes into that, but you don't actually have the wherewithal to see it through. You don't have a strategy to underpin that tactic. You're not building that on solid ground, and then it fails, and then you move on to the next thing. And it's a vicious cycle that just keeps repeating itself over and over and over again until you finally quit and go and get a job or something, right? But look, I want you to be very, very careful about this and beware of anybody that disparages other marketing tactics. Anybody that says, hey, this is the only thing that works, everything else is dead. When you hear that, run for the hills, okay? Run for the hills, because they're playing right into your emotions. They're playing right into this, the desire that you have to absolve yourself of responsibility and to blame the tactics that you've tried before and to put your faith in this new tactic long enough for you to pull out your credit card and give them some money. And then whether or not you succeed or fail, that's not their concern. They don't really care. You're on your own after that. Now, the lesson in all of this is that strategy comes before tactics. Okay, strategy comes before tactics. So until you have a strategy, until you have a strategy that answers the core foundational questions, things like who are you targeting? Things like what is your message? What is your promise? What is your process? How are you going to find clients? What are you going to do to turn strangers into leads and leads into paying clients? Until you have that strategically figured out at a strategy level, then no amount of tactics is going to help you. And you're just going to jump from tactic to tactic to tactic as the gurus and the thought leaders decide to sell them to you to no avail, because there's no strategy that underpins all those tactics. Now, when you find a tactic that aligns with your strategy, that supports your strategy and is a reasonable next step for you to build, then by all means do it. But do it when you decide the time is right and not when somebody else decides the time is right. So beware of marketers who sell tactics at the expense of other tactics. I'm fine with a marketer who, you know, they know how to run Facebook ads, they'll help you with that. They know how to run LinkedIn outreach, they'll help you with that. They know how to do podcasting, they'll help you with that. All of that is fine. But when they say that this tactic is the only thing you need and everything else is dead, then you should be very, very careful. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.